Newmarket resident Lisa Hoffman often walked by a small home at the corner of Gorham and Leslie Streets. The house at 1075 Gorham Street is historically protected, dating back to 1855. But Hoffman has noticed that despite that, the home has deteriorated over the years and is now rundown. "I remember it was such a pretty little property," she said. "It's just being neglected. It's a little frustrating. It's such a shame that a beautiful old building is just being left to fall apart." The property is deteriorating despite its historic designation, with no clear picture of its future. Known as the Drew House, previous heritage analysis has found it to be rich in neoclassical and Regency style, according to a town report, once part of Whitchurch Township. It was listed under the town's heritage registry for years, an official list of properties that are important to the community. After a developer came forward with a demolition permit request in 2019, town council rebuffed it and decided to designate the property under the Ontario Heritage Act, giving it further protection from alteration. Property records show the latest owners as being Realtron Developments Inc., which purchased the property for $1.13 million in 2018. It is not the only heritage property in town that has garnered similar concern. The Bogart House on Leslie Street has also had members of the public concerned by a lack of maintenance care, despite a heritage designation. Town of Newmarket Director of Planning and Building Jason Unger said the maintenance and preservation of designated heritage properties is important to Newmarket, and both the Ontario Heritage Act and town bylaws require owners to maintain them. But enforcement is another matter. The town has been in contact with the property owner regarding the condition of the building to ensure all property standards, secured property, removal of garbage and debris, etc., are upheld and to ensure that the heritage elements are maintained, Unger said. However, the town does not have the authority to enforce the restoration of the property for use. Hoffman said perhaps the owners could move the home but maintain it, at their expense. "I feel sad," she said. "I feel like unless these homes are Main Street adjacent, they get very little attention. I don't know if our Ontario Heritage Act is strong enough."